Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Celebrate Recovery podcast. My name is Johnny, and I'm a believer who struggles with alcoholism. Well, things are going to be a little different today. Instead of our normal podcast where we have a conversation about a topic, what we did is we brought our microphone with us last week into our monthly leaders meeting. And Pastor John sat down and asked a few questions from some of our Celebrate Recovery leaders. What I suggest you do after you listen to the podcast is go to CelebrateRecoveryPodcast.com and read the questions that Pastor John asked there. And then go ahead and answer them yourself. They're really simple questions that I think will kind of help encourage you and maybe refresh you and look at some of the things that got you into Celebrate Recovery leadership in the first place. Now, if you're a ministry director and you're listening to this and your folks or your leaders aren't, I would suggest you write these questions down, and at your next leaders meeting, you would ask these questions of your leaders. Now, the sound quality isn't that great. Like I said, we're in a big room, and we were doing it live, so the sound quality isn't what you've come to expect from the Celebrate Recovery podcast, but I think once you hear the heart of the folks, it's going to make up for it. So, enjoy.
All right, Kimberly, how many years have you been a Celebrate Recovery leader?
7.5.
All right. Now, go ahead and introduce yourself like you normally do with your group.
My name is Kimberly. I am a very grateful believer in recovery for chemical addiction.
Hi.
Kimberly, what brings you the most joy in leading your Celebrate Recovery group?
Seeing the newcomer come back.
Okay.
When I sit in that circle and I can see the same face 2, 3, 4 weeks in a row, I know that God is really doing his job.
Great. That is something to that I love too. And I can remember the early days of Celebrate that when somebody didn't come back, when we only had 24 people, maybe 40 people, I would take it personally. And what did I say last week they didn't like? Well, I've learned to accept that isn't my job. That's God's job. The Holy Spirit's job. All right. Now, this next one, without breaking any confidentiality. What are some of the greatest victories, change lives, that you've seen in your groups that you've led?
Well, I've already gotten permission to break confidentiality.
Good.
and, you know, the greatest victory that I have seen through leading groups at Celebrate Recovery is Regina.
Okay, why?
Because I think it was probably the second time she was in our Friday night group, and she was sharing something that was painful, and I reached over and gave her a hug. And she looked at me like I had just set her on fire. And to see the work she does today for God, she stuck through it. And she kept coming back. And now she's just an amazing little prayer warrior, as I like to call her.
You're excited just to have a little part of that.
She brings joy to me every time I see her.
Good. All right. Two more questions. You're doing great. Doing great. This one I think is really, the last two are really important for our new leaders and our leaders to be and listen to. How has being a Celebrate Recovery leader helped your own recovery?
By leading the step studies, it has actually opened my eyes to my own areas of recovery that I didn't realize I needed to work on. I guess you could say I was in denial a little, but since coming into recovery after the first step studies working on chemical addiction, the second, third, fourth, and fifth have been on financial recovery, have been on relationships, have been on anger management, and it's really helped me to grow, to be a better leader, and to be the woman that God wants me to be.
Great. Last one. How do you stay fresh? How do you stay renewed as a Celebrate Recovery leader?
I actually, as Tina shared earlier, I do share occasionally in the new leader training. I show up and I like to participate in them, and yes, she does pick on us. And I volunteer for new meetings, new opportunities.
Great. Great. Thank you very much. Let's give Kimberly a hand. Thank you, Kimberly. Come on down.
Sir, doing good. Thank you.
All right. Same questions. This isn't a test. You can't get the answers wrong. Mike, how many years? First of all, introduce yourself as you do.
My name is Mike. I'm a believer in recovery from alcoholism, chemical addiction, and sexual sin.
All right. How many years?
6+ years in leadership.
It's been a joy watching you. It really is. It really is. Speaking of joy, what brings you the most joy out of leading a celebrated recovery group?
You know, John, I see that question and I say, what brings me the most joy is leading a celebrated recovery group. It's to change lives. You know, I'm involved in a lot of ministry here at Saddleback Church, a lot of different things, and CR, celebrated recovery, is by far the most rewarding because you see the changed lives in men whose families, their lives, and their citizenship has been restored. It's beautiful.
Do you have any stories of, again, without breaking confidentiality, as far as you can share just some examples of some of those changes and how drastic and dramatic they are?
Well, there's a few, and they're all in process. We're all works in progress. So I know young men who have come to celebrate recovery, come to sobriety, come to Christ, and used to be just a mess in society and to their families. And one in particular, whose permission I don't have, but I'll share in a general way, is now in seminary. So he's learning to work with the youth of our community. He's going to seminary, so he's probably going to become a youth pastor. And he wasn't before. He was quite a problem. Now he's a joy.
Okay. How has being a celebrated recovery leader helped you with your own recovery?
You know, I think the biggest thing that I notice about celebrated recovery helping me is that I'm one that learns by experience. I don't learn so well from a book, but I learn by experience, the circumstances God puts in my life. And then when I share those circumstances in a leadership capacity, I know people are looking up to me, expecting direction from me, so I try to lead purposefully. And I share God's victory through those opportunities, and I confess His glory regularly, so that keeps me tuned spiritually.
Good. Good, and I think some of that keeps you is going to answer probably part of this next question. But how do you stay fresh? You know, year after year, you've been doing this for quite a few years, being a leader. How do you stay fresh? How do you stay renewed and excited?
Prozac, John. Seriously, I don't use those things. I have to say God does it. You know, balance, I'm not capable of balance. Before I came to recovery, my balance was self-centered. But God balances my life now, and it's through hard work, ministry, and fellowship. And through all of that, there needs to be quiet time. That's what works for me, John.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. All right, Robin, introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Robin. I'm a grateful believer who struggles with codependency, and I'm married to a sexually addicted man.
All right.
Hi.
And Robin, how many years have you been a leader?
2.
All right. All right. What brings you the most joy out of leading your sober recovery groups?
I think for me, the most joy comes when I see the women walk into my group with the expressions on their faces. When they first come, sometimes they're expressions of fear or shame or doubt or what am I doing here, anger. But after they've been in the group for a month or two or three, both in the share open share group and step study, to see their countenance change to joy and peace as they begin to work on their issues. And that is the thing that I enjoy the most coming, is to be able to, that first night they come in really scared, and you can look at their faces and they don't know what to think. And then in 2 or 3 months, the peace that they have is just amazing.
Sweet. All right, again, without breaking any confidentiality, what are some of the greatest victories, life changes you've seen in your group that you've led?
I think the biggest changes that I've seen are in the lives of women who are struggling with their husbands who are sex addicts, and they come into the group and are angry and frustrated and ready for divorce. And after they've been there for a while, they're willing to maybe take a look at their part in it and what they can do to change and see if it might work. And I think that is is one of the great things. And then also, women who come into my step study who haven't had contact with any of their family for years, and through the step study, when they get to that part in the step study where they need to make some amends, and they do that, to see the relationships restored and to have them share about that is really exciting.
Great. All right. How has being a sober recovery leader helped you in your own recovery?
Well, it just keeps me mindful that I could revert back at any moment to my old ways. And my old ways of thinking, my old ways of acting. If I weren't here and having to be accountable for my own stuff, I'm sure it would be very easy for me to become that old person that I was prior to being here.
Okay, good. How do you stay fresh? How do you stay excited and renewed? You've been doing it 2 years, but
yeah.
It's 2 years.
But I was here a few years before I did leadership,
yep.
and what got me started was spending daily time with God. When I heard about my husband's addiction, I was devastated, and the only thing that got me through that was coming on Friday nights to the codependent marriage to sexually man group, and then spending the time every morning in God's Word. I got up every morning and read God's Word and spent time in prayer. And now, as I've grown as a Christian, I know that that is necessary for me on a daily basis. So that, I think, renews me first. Then daily I ask the Holy Spirit to fill me for whatever it is that He has for me to do for that day. I'm in contact almost daily with somebody in CR, either for their stuff or for my stuff. Hardly a day goes by that I haven't talked to somebody in CR, so that keeps me renewed. I also come every Friday night and barbecue through Solid Rock, and that's a great time of connecting. And I really encourage you to do that, because it's a time when you really get to know the people in your groups in a different way. And also, I love doing the table when our turn comes up to do the table, because we can share with people that don't know anything about CR, and they come up kind of sheepishly and are really afraid to come, and yet by the time they leave the table and we're just talking with them, they may not show up, but at least they know what the program is about.
Great.
And then 101. My husband and I have done 101 once a month, for the past several months. And that is really exciting, to be able to talk to the newcomers and encourage them, and actually see some of them come back the next week. And lastly, I think that attending the summit has really, to be able to help, has really helped me to grow as a leader, because as I'm listening to what's going on and sharing with leaders from all over the United States and other countries, it's a time of growth.
You've been busy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Welcome home. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great.
Good. You've been around a long time, Joe. Introduce yourself and how many years you've been a leader.
I've been a leader a little over 7 years now. And I'm Joe, and I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm in recovery for prescription drugs and codependency.
Hey, Joe.
Okay. What gives you the most joy out of being a leader of sober recovery? You can hold the mic a little closer if you want to, so everybody can hear you.
I wrote, and I've been thinking about that, but I think it's when I'm looking around the room in a step study, and I am really amazed at this program. This program works, and I believe in this program a lot. It's helped me so much, and the first thing I do is try to create a safe environment, and just to look around the room and watch the changes week after week, and looking across the room and knowing that somebody has shared something that they've never, ever shared, ever. And knowing that, and it's just powerful. It's a pleasant thing.
Good. All right, again, without breaking confidentiality, What's a major life change? You got a story in all those years?
Yeah, I can remember my very first group that I led. I'm at the barbecue, and I see one of my guys on the phone, and he looks like he's getting a little bit upset. And the next thing I know, he just hands the phone to me. And I'm like, you know, and on the other end is his wife, and she's like freaking out. And I don't even know what to do. This is my very first group, so I'm just trying to chill out, you know, and I'm just trying to encourage and to be calm and just to let her know and just share my testimony. You know, this place works, and it's helped me a lot, and hang in there. And then to watch just as time progressed and that very couple just being reunited and just being re-solidified. And even to this day, and that's like over 7 years ago, knowing them still and that their relationship is still together, that they're solid, they sing together in church. I mean, it's awesome. And that's the part that I really enjoy. And I get involved at the table on Friday nights a lot. And to have a wife come up with their husband and see the little tears in her eyes, and she thanks me. And, you know, I know God gets all the glory, but it just feels good to see the little tears in her eyes knowing that, you know, that her husband is doing good now and he's solid now and things are a lot better than they were. So that blesses me a lot.
How has being a leader helped your own recovery?
It's nowhere to hide when I'm a leader.
It's good advice for the new leaders.
Totally exposed all the time, but it's a good thing, though. And like I think it was Kimberly said, new things. I mean, I came in with prescription drugs, and that was what I was really battling when I came in here. But through the process, I realized I had a little bit of anger stuff going on, and major codependency. I mean, that's brutal. And to facilitate a group properly, I got to really work on that codependent part constantly. So it helps me a lot.
Good. All right, last question. What keeps you fresh? What keeps you excited about being a leader? How do you, this is, you know, you have some new people out there. What would you suggest they do that's work for you?
What works for me is communication. I am very, very blessed to have been here for quite a few years now. And I have like a huge, solid accountability team. And I use them a lot. That's something that I feel real good about when I'm in my groups and I tell the guys, you got to use the phones. I mean, you can't go all week long. You got to get this stuff out. You got to use the phones. And so I do that a lot. And I have so many cool people in my life that I've met here. It's just a blessing. I look around the room right now and I just see so many people that I've grown up with. Just totally grown up with, and I keep close to those people, and that's what keeps me going.
Good. Thank you, Joe. Is this helpful?
Yeah.
Encouraging? Good. So we got two more. Two more.
Let me get a chair.
Yeah, get a chair. Kimberly mentioned one of the things that brought her joy, and one of the greatest changes she saw was a young lady named Regina. And so Regina's going to come up, and she's going to share some of the answers that some of her wisdom.
Sounds
like
we planned it that way.
It does. We're not that smart. All right. Regina, you introduce yourself and how many years?
My name is Regina. I'm a believer in recovery for drug and alcohol addiction and anorexia. And I've been in recovery for 6 years and leadership for 5 years.
And for those of you that are listening to the podcast, Regina is very young to be a leader for that many years, and so it's exciting. What gives you the most joy leading?
It's hard to sum it up into something simple, you know, but when I sit in a chemical-dependent group and a young girl takes her 30-day chip and falls into tears because she's never done that before, that just puts a smile on my face, you know. Like everybody else said, sit in a group and see somebody go from anger to joy. You can't explain what that, you know, what that does to my heart, to, you know, to just watch people's lives transform. You know, it's an emotional transformation for people, but it's spiritual and it's physical. You know, people usually come in like I did, curled up in a ball and didn't want anybody to go near them. And they turn into someone who's just thriving and wants to have friendship and be involved, and it's incredible.
Good. All right. What are some of the greatest life changes, some examples that you've seen in the years?
Can I agree with Kimberly and say me?
I'll tell you this, Regina, it has been one of my joys of watching you grow. I'll tell you that.
I don't know that I can pick out one thing, but I think one of the coolest things that I just witnessed and changed is step studies. And seeing women walk in and a collective group of women. I remember one step study, we had like a housewife, a counselor, a porn actress, and the list goes on. And all of these women, you would think they had nothing in common, and they came together to support each other for 1 year. And in the end, they were best friends. I mean, I think in the end we were 12 women who were solid. In fact, in that group, about 2 years after our step study, one of the women in that group, her husband passed away suddenly. Most of us hadn't really talked for quite some time, but almost every single woman showed up to his funeral in support of her because of that bond that we all built and grew together. Those relationships, to me, show the strength of sober recovery.
Good. Good. How has being a leader of sober recovery helped your own recovery?
I think I heard someone say it best when they said the word accountability. With 6 years of sobriety, I'm still willing to admit that there are days where I sit alone in a room and think to myself, you know what, it's not worth it. I want to give up. I want to be sitting in a bathroom slamming meth or something, but I can look at what I've got at Celebrate Recovery, and it's not an option today. It's not an option, I have too much accountability. I have too much to lose, I have my entire, all of my friendships, all of my support system, all of the people who I love most on this planet are all what I would lose, and that accountability to me is incredible. I'm surrounded by people who, if I start sliding back, they notice, and they can grab me and say, oh, no, you're not going anywhere. That's what does it.
Good. The last one. What keeps you excited, fresh, renewed as a sober recovery leader? What advice can you give the new leaders?
Newcomers do it. One of my favorite ministries to be involved with the Celebrate Recovery is Newcomers 101. That room is filled with most of those people. They do not want to be there. Nobody wants to be here. We sit in a circle going, I can't believe our lives come to this. And that's how every single person in Newcomers feels. And to be able to just give them love and support and encouragement and let them know that, we're all here and you don't have to be scared anymore, you don't have to be afraid. And just to give that support to someone who's scared to death about the future and change and anything going on in their life. And just to see the ones that come back and grow and are willing to take that chance on their lives and throw themselves in. That's probably the one thing that keeps me going the most. And then also something that I don't know if it's an answer that you want to hear, but not allowing my life to be 100% engulfed by only Celebrate Recovery. But being involved in other things.
Balance.
Yeah. It's
you're right, I don't want to hear it.
when I have other things to do outside of 100% being on Celebrate Recovery, it's exciting to come here.
Because, right.
It's that balance.
Good advice. Good advice. Well, thank you. Not least, Joe Clark. Joe, step up to the microphone, state your name. Introduce yourself and how you usually lead.
I'm Joe Clark. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ who struggles with drug addiction, sexual addiction, and anger. And I've been here for 13 plus years, but I've only been a leader for seven.
Only seven?
Sometimes 12 years.
All right. You know most of the questions right now, but I'll just go through them one more time. You want to, what brings you the most joy in your life as far as being a leader? What keeps you coming back?
Probably the most important thing that keeps me coming back, I just started a new step study, and it's watching people come in whose lives are destroyed and watching them slowly change. They come in angry, hurt, not wanting to be here, kind of like what I was when I got here. And just knowing that God's working in their lives just because they're coming back and trying to encourage them. And remembering what my group leaders, how I looked up to them, and how I just thought that they had it all together, and now I know they don't. They're getting it.
Still working on it. Still working on it. All right, now, as you said, without, again, breaking confidentiality, just a story, an example of a life change or two you've seen as being a leader in your groups?
There's been so many changed lives, but probably the best example is Brendan. And Andy is sitting right back there, and the first time that I saw Brendan...
So much for confidentiality.
Praying with Andy, I started crying. I had to walk away and cry, because that's what it's all about. All this is really is discipling. And watching Brendan's life change, and watching him bringing people that he cared about, and watching their lives change, that's what it's all about.
Literally.
And I could give you a ton. There's how many examples just sitting right out here that I've seen their lives change. Tim in the coffee shop. Walked up to him and had a CR hat on. Where is my CR hat, by the way, Bob? Now look at Tim. It's a blessing.
Yep. All right. Sober recovery leader, how has that helped you in your own recovery? I think you've answered a little bit, but go a little deeper.
Probably the best example is each time I go through a step study, there's something else that God brings to my life. You know, I use the Shrek theory thing, you know, where you peel the next layer of onion. And people here are real. People here are real. I talked to Butch and Dee today, who Butch was my first sponsor, and they were talking to people about Celebrate Recovery and how Butch was an alcoholic, and he said their mouths dropped open when he admitted and talked about the things that most people in normal Bible studies don't talk about because they don't want to deal with it. They don't think people do deal with stuff like that. So that's what keeps it real for me, is having accountability and knowing that it's not just but a second and I could be back to where I was.
Let me ask you just one other question. You get a bonus question. How about that? So you just went on a mission trip. Mm. And first, just tell us, just it's hard to do, but in a couple of sentences, what was the real purpose of the mission trip? Where'd you go? And I got a question for you.
Jen has been on my case for 3 months or more to go on this mission trip, and I just didn't want to go. And then the slideshow that she showed, I just knew God was calling me to go. The purpose was to train chaplains and prison officers in different prisons, and also to... God's got an agenda that's way beyond anything that we can dream of, and I really prayed big for this, and Janet kept saying, what if he doesn't show up? What if that doesn't happen? And I just kept thinking, he's God! He's going to show up. It was incredible.
So where did you go?
We went to Kenya. We visited Kitale, Kenya, to a prison that 2 years ago, God has humor. And I won't go into that part, but 2 years ago, we weren't allowed to go into the prison because of an issue. And this year, we visited that same prison and went in. And then we came back to Nairobi and trained 60 people, chaplains, as well as prison officers from 10 different prisons.
Okay, great. Now, here's my question. How has going outside of just Celebrate Recovery here, not just Celebrate Recovery here, but seeing it, you know, worldwide, and you've gone to other places across the country, but how has that really helped you get the big picture? what God's doing?
That's a great question, John. There's a couple things. Probably the number one thing is this, is one of the things that I wrote in my journal is no matter where I go, God's there, working in ways that I just can't see the whole thing. You know, in the Bible it tells us as through a mirror darkly we see now. But God's moving in such a way all over the world that we're just a little piece of it, and yet we're allowed, because of where we are, to make a huge difference in so many people's lives that we don't even really know. And seeing the people in Africa, the healing that they get in a week, I tell my step study guys this, I say this in 101, some of them get it better in a week than some of our people do in a whole year. Because it's something so foreign to them that they're sharing things they've never shared before, ever. And just watching God do that in their lives is... And I had to walk away, watching them ride out their fourth and fifth step as we are there, I had to go up, find a training car. And just knowing that their lives were changing right in front of your eyes.
Thank you. All right, well, just... hope you enjoyed this. This is something that kind of, you know, I think we can learn from hearing and reading books. We can learn from going to seminars. But I think the best way we learn is from one another. And that's really what I really wanted to do tonight, is have you, especially the new leaders, get excited. This is a privilege to be called by God to be a leader in Celebrate Recovery. I thank God every day that He allows me to do this for another day. And I hope you feel that same way. And again, I thank you for all you do. We have just begun. We've got a lot of days ahead of us, but again, it wouldn't happen without each of you. And I thank you very much.
Well, folks, that's going to do it for us today. I hope you enjoyed this special edition of the podcast, and I really would like to encourage you to go ahead and answer these questions yourself and sit around with your leadership team and talk about some of the reasons you love being a Celebrate Recovery leader. Make sure to join us next week as we kind of pick up on our normal schedule, and we'll talk to you soon.